Hey there, I'm Beverly Sartain, and this is the Holistic Coach Legacy Podcast, where you get support in being an impactful and confident coach. In today's episode, we will be connecting with Anjali Luz and talking about how holistic coaching and astrology can be paired together. You don't have to be super into astrology to get some inspiration from this episode. And if you enjoy our podcast and enjoy receiving coaching tips, make sure to sign up for our Holistic Coach newsletter that comes out every Saturday and is meant to support you in many ways. Thanks again for being here. Enjoy. Welcome to our call today, Anjali. It's so great to be with you.
Thank you. It's so lovely to be here.
So happy for us to be connecting today. I'm really glad that you reached out and wanted to talk about this topic of holistic coaching and astrology. And so typically our listeners love to hear just a little bit of your backstory and what brought you to coaching. So what would you like to share with us?
Yeah, so I was first interested in coaching when I had a session with a life coach, and I realized, wow, this is super helpful. And I feel like I just discovered so much about myself through that coaching process. And it made me realize, yeah, like I would love to do something like this because I am also studying therapy. I'm a marriage and family therapy grad student, and so I see coaching as very similar to therapy. And so I was like, this is like so cool. Like I could do this as well. And mm-hmm. then I was searching vigorously for the perfect coaching instructor. And I was like, I did hours of research, hours and hours of research. On the ICF, like looking through all the academies and all the like teachers. And then so I was like, okay, who like calls out to me? And so it took me days, like just doing research and research, because I need to do a lot of research before I get, like the one that I feel aligns with me most. And then I found your holistic coaching training institute, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I want to do. This is perfect. And I love the holistic perspective is really what I want to go for in my future therapy practice too. So I do find that really interesting. And so, yeah, I just was really into the holistic techniques that you guys use. And I thought that was awesome because it's just so much more person-oriented, which is what I love.
That's great. Yeah, and I know that you are really connected on the spiritual level too. And I'm just curious, like, when did you know that you had such a strong connection on the spiritual level?
So it honestly kind of just hit me, like, when I started going, I went to this metaphysical store in 2018, and they were telling me there, oh yeah, we have Reiki circles. I have never heard of Reiki in my life. And they were like, yeah, we have Reiki circles every week. You should come by. And so I started going to those Reiki circles, and I really found community. I found healing. And also the Reiki master there, he was super psychic, and he would like, during my healing, he would whisper things into my ears that like, did you get a surgery here? Did you do this? And I was just like, oh my God, how does he know these things, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it was just really interesting. And I even brought my sister, who she's very skeptic. Like she's very skeptical. Even though she's had mystical experiences, she's still like, you know, oh, I don't believe in that. Oh, it's just a bunch of baloney, you know? So convincing her is hard. And so I just wanted her to experience like the relaxation benefits of it. So I brought her with me, and she started liking it too. And she was like, how did he know that I had a surgery here? And she had a surgery on her foot. when she was very young. And then the Reiki master was like, oh yeah, I could feel like you had energy here. And yeah, it was really interesting. And she was just like she was really shocked, and she started to be a little bit more open to it. I would say she still doesn't believe in it today because she's very much a skeptic, but having that community really helped me with being open to it and just, wow, like there's just so much more that I didn't even know existed out there. Mm-hmm. I made friends that were like mentors. Like I made friends that were a lot older than me. And so they were like mentors to me. And then they started teaching me about how to ground yourself, how to cleanse your energy, and mm-hmm. how to meditate. We started going to the park, like during the full moons and new moons, we started meditating. And then I learned tarot, and I had a lot of fun with that. I was like, oh my God, like how can these cards just like be so accurate? And they're so cool. It's like, it's just so cool how you can just, you know, be a beginner even with tarot. And then like all of a sudden you're asking a question, but the answer that the tarot is giving you is like so accurate, mm-hmm. weaving a story. So I got really into tarot, and then I got into Reiki and astrology.
Yeah. When did the astrology come on the scene for you?
Oh, it was all in the same year, honestly. It was like, first it was the Reiki and then the tarot and then astrology. Like I joined some online communities and I saw a bunch of people were talking about astrology. And so I started studying it. And I was like, oh my God, this explains my life. I felt so understood mm-hmm. and so like held by astrology. I was like, oh my God, this is great for self-discovery. And it was just awesome. I went to an astrology conference in Miami, and like I remember like just having such an awesome like time there. I met Nadia Shah. She's like a very well-known astrologer like in the community, and like everybody was so nice and so kind, and I really liked the conference. Yeah, now that I'm in Orlando, like I would love to go to more astrology conferences here. But yeah, there's a really strong community, and I think if it wasn't for the community, that I wouldn't have gotten as into it.
It's wonderful. So, for anybody that might be new to astrology, where do you think is a good place for people to start?
Honestly, I think that there's just so much information out there, but there really should be a differentiation, because you know there's like pop astrology and mm-hmm. then there's so many different forms of astrology. There's like astrology memes, but then there's like actual like more in-depth kind of stuff. And so I recommend people to follow astrology accounts, follow astrologers. YouTube I think is great. Like there's so many awesome astrologers. So for example, if somebody wants to know like, oh, like what does my Taurus rising or Leo rising mean for me, then, you know, somebody can look up a YouTube video of an astrologer explaining like the patterns that a Leo rising would mm-hmm. go through. But mm-hmm. yeah, I think studying through the internet can be so accessible and yeah, a lot easier. But I also think that there's books out there. There's a lot of good books out there. There's like a book on past life astrology. There's books on so many different things, the planets, the signs, the mm-hmm. aspects. So I do understand though that books can be overwhelming to some people, even though I love to read. So that's why I think YouTube is a great start. There's also a huge community like on Twitter. Which is where I found a lot of like the astrology community there. But yeah.
Great. Well, you've given us some good resources already. and I've been doing some astrology as a hobby since 2018. Interestingly enough, which is what you brought forward. And so I started to plan my business to the moon and started to get into understanding sun sign, rising sign, moon sign. I think that's always a really good place for people to start, to just kind of learn the basics about perhaps their own makeup. And then, you know, moving on to other things might take a little bit of time or more learning. But I had this fun idea, like in terms of coaching, that the rising sign, the sun sign, and the moon sign could potentially give a coach, like it's the essence of the coach or the coach's style and how they might do their coaching. And so I was wondering if I could share with you what my rising sign is, my sun sign, and my moon sign, and just maybe hear a little bit about what you think the essence of my coaching might be through that. Would you be open to doing that, Anjali?
Yeah. So do you mean how you coach other people?
Yeah. So I'm a Gemini rising. I'm a Virgo sun. And I'm a Scorpio moon. And so just from hearing that, I'm just curious what comes forward for you in terms of kind of what my essence might be or what my coaching style might be from a Gemini rising, Virgo sun, Scorpio moon. What do you think?
But I think I would have to know your Mercury sign to get the whole picture.
So yeah, my Mercury would be in Leo.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense. So yeah, I can see that the way that you coach other people is that you're really great at making them feel safe and you're really good at opening up the conversation. I think your words are very comforting to other people so they can listen to you and like just open up to you rather quickly. And obviously, that's like your Gemini rising and yes. Leo Mercury, really leaning into encouraging other people, uplifting other people. Yes. I think you provide a lot of praise probably to other people, which means that, like, obviously, people love being around like Leo energy because it's like they give you unconditional love and they're like a dose of sunshine. Mm-hmm. So I think that sunshiny energy really comes through in the way you communicate, especially. But you also have this gift with being able to cut through the BS and see what's
yes.
Yeah, that's that Virgo sun and Scorpio moon. You're able to cut through the BS and see what somebody really needs and what is best for the client, even though they might think something is best for them, but it's actually not empowering to them, or maybe it's not in their best interest. And so you're able to cut through the BS and just, wow, okay, no, like, how do you feel about this? You know, like, you're able to like get to the core of what they're really saying and what they really mean, and cut away the like illusions and distractions that are like blocking them from their goals.
Great. Thank you for that. That sounds about right. Yeah. I feel like the Gemini rising, I like to connect with people and communicate. And I like to like banter about ideas and, you know, and then my Virgo sun, I feel like brings more structure, more organization. I feel like that's maybe my like professional side that comes through. And for certain, the Scorpio moon, it's like, I really like to go to the heart of the matter, can be with like the deeper, darker trauma, shadowy stuff. And I just deeply enjoy going to the heart of the matter in the coaching. So I appreciate you doing that with me. And I'm curious, like, so, you know, talking about the rising sign, the sun sign, the moon sign could be really valuable to somebody. And then also looking at the birth chart. The birth chart is also a great, I think, starting point for somebody that's new, is to have a birth chart reading so that you can understand a little bit more about some of the things that we're even talking about here. So how are you bringing together the holistic coaching and the astrology when you work with somebody?
So when I work with somebody within like a session, within the first session, I'll ask them like for their birth time. So I'll ask them for their birth time, and like the information, and then I'll look at their chart and I'll be like, okay, this gives me a good idea of what the person struggles with. It gives me a good idea of how I can best coach them. Because I feel like I do tend to be very flexible in the way that I coach, and that's my Sagittarius like moon, the mutable energy. So I'm like, okay, this gives me a better idea of what they need, and it gives me a better idea of how they think, how they feel, how they process their emotions. So it just helps me understand like the full scope of how this person functions, what is going on in their inner world, how are they processing things, because we're all such unique and different people. Like, nobody will have the same astrology chart as you. I believe it takes like over 300 years for the same chart, for somebody to have the same exact chart as you. So that's how unique you are, that only like every 300 years somebody like you is born. So it does help me to see the uniqueness of them and who they are as an individual and how they shine and what they struggle with and what they might be insecure with.
That's great. And so does the birth chart happen as a solo offer? Like doing a birth chart reading could be a solo offer, or do you provide it together? Like, we do the birth chart reading and we're doing the coaching together. How does that go down?
Yeah, so I do offer astrology readings. I offer natal chart readings, and I like to call it the birthday reading, which is just, so every year on your birthday, like, the planets kind of change for you and you have new energy coming in for your year, and that's a solar return. But I do also offer it with my coaching. It's very holistic. I do lean more into the spiritual though. And yeah, I am offering a discount for people who are interested in holistic coaching with astrology. I also do readings for my clients, my holistic coaching clients, that I'll give them astrology readings if they're interested. I just had an astrology reading recently and it went awesome. And those are always really exciting. So yeah.
Great. Well, we can put that information into the show notes. And then if somebody's listening and they're interested in getting a chart reading done, we will have some information there for them. Or if they want to do a chart reading and some coaching together, more kind of a spiritual lens, then they could reach out to you then. That's wonderful. What do you think that the astrology does for people, Anjali?
Yeah, I think that the astrology really helps people with self-discovery, and it helps them to understand that, you know, there's always this really big argument between astrologers, like, you know, because astrology can be very philosophical. And so they're always like debating with each other, like astrologers, about ideas and what does this planet rule and this idea. And so one of the biggest things that I learned at, I took a few courses at Kepler College, and so they teach like astrology. One of the things I learned there was the debate between fate and free will. It's like a huge debate amongst astrologers, and they're like, is everything fated, or do we have free will? Because, you know, certain things will happen and the planets will highlight it and the energy will come out. So then it's like, do we have free will? So that's like even something I still think about, because I think it's so fascinating how those two things play a role. I believe it's both, that we both, some things are fated and then we have free will in other things. So I believe it's both. Like, and I think it goes back to astrology. Like, for example, let's say your midheaven, which is your career and how the public views you. And I also see it as your life purpose and your higher self, because a lot of people do tie their life purpose to their career. And of course, not always, but yeah, it's always fun when you're doing something you're passionate about. So let's say this person has a Pisces midheaven, right?
I have a Pisces midheaven.
That's awesome.
Thank you for saying that.
Oh my gosh. That is awesome. Wow. Wow. That is so, so interesting. Yeah, I interviewed somebody earlier for my podcast, and she also had a Gemini rising and Scorpio moon, but a Capricorn sun. So that's so interesting. That's so funny. Wow, okay.
Yeah. What were you going to say about the Pisces midheaven?
Pisces midheaven. Basically, like, let's say somebody has a Pisces midheaven, right? You. So that energy is that, like, you guys are here to spread, like, unconditional love, and, like, your life purpose is very tied to your creativity and your ability to show other people acceptance and unconditional love. And you kind of, like, merge with, like, your career in a way. Like, you feel maybe it's, like, hard to separate yourself from it because it's such an integral part of who you are at your core. And so it's more than just, like, it's more than just, like, a normal, like, job or career, but something where you're helping people. And so you guys literally cannot do something that's not fulfilling. Yeah. You can't do something that's not fulfilling. Like, if it doesn't fulfill you, you're just like, I can't do this. I can't do this. You know, like, it's not fulfilling. It's going to drain me. And so you guys have a lot of compassion for other people, like, so much compassion. And it's very beautiful. Like, other people really see that. By the way, like, the way I see the midheaven is how other people view you as well. It's the highest point of the chart. Mm-hmm. So how other people see you will usually be, like, your midheaven. It can also be your rising, but your midheaven can mm-hmm. come up more. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a very, very beautiful. I love Pisces energy. A Pisces Venus. So yeah, I just, mm-hmm. I love that energy. And so.
What do you most enjoy about astrology?
Yeah, I enjoy, I think, just how it helps people to discover themselves and find out who they are. I think it can be so healing. I actually want to use it in my future therapy practice because Carl Jung, I'm really into, like, Carl Jung's, like, archetype stuff, how he saw, like, the anima and the animus, and that we all have that inner feminine and masculine, basically. And I was really fascinated with the way that he blends, like, psychology with spirituality.
Yeah.
That's how I see psychology, right? Mm-hmm. It's like the science of spirituality. That's how I see it. Mm-hmm. And so I love that astrology is very psychological. And Carl Jung, he made a note of it, but then he ended up, like, not submitting the letter because he felt, like, embarrassed that his colleagues, like, his fellow psychologists wouldn't take him seriously. And so basically the letter had said that he believes every psychologist should study astrology. And I actually find that to be true. Like, if you know your client's chart, like, it's awesome because you can, you know, I think especially in therapy, which is obviously different from coaching, but, you know, especially in therapy, like, if your client has all these wounds and they're talking about all of that, you have to, it's a very delicate thing. And so I think learning astrology can be very helpful for those kind of things.
Yeah. I found that too. I think that's why astrology came on the scene for me. I was about 3 or 4 years into my coaching business, and I felt like I was, like, in this really, like, hustle energy. And also I was creating a lot. I was, like, in this perpetual, like, creating offer after offer. And I take full responsibility. Like, I was doing that because I enjoy creating new offers, but I was never allowing myself to, like, see an offer through, meaning there was only one offer I had. It was a business mentorship offer that I was doing over and over again. And so I started to get in this creative burnout energy. And that's when I met Vanessa and started to learn the astrology. And it was really good for me because, first of all, it taught me that I was really connected to my intuition. Like, I could really pick up the energies that were coming as the moon was moving through all of the 12 zodiacs. And also learning that things happen in cycles, I think, was really good for me as well. Like, knowing that the moon goes through each of the zodiacs about 2.5 days. That was really helpful for me to, like, kind of just ride out on the different energies, the fire energy, the earth energy, the air energy, the water energy, and to just see like how I felt as I went through those different energies. And there was just something about learning about the cycle of it all, like just the, you know, the cycles that happen each month of the new moon and the full moon. And that really supported me, I felt like, in just more oneness and more connection to the universe. And that helped me slow down. It helped me slow down and just be more in the cycle of the month versus this very old way of being, like linear and getting everything done all at once. It helped me have more understanding of my own energy and the energies that other people were going through too. What do you think about that when you hear me share it?
Wow, that's so beautiful. I could really feel like the emotional depth and like how much it's impacted you. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Like when you look at the moon, it's so cool to see like for example, the moon was just in Capricorn on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I just cleaned my whole house. Why am I so productive today? And all that. It was like this urge of productivity and just like, oh, you know, making sure I have a clean space. And I look and it's like, oh, the moon is in an earth sign. That's why.
Yes. And I actually wrote my newsletter this last week I look at where the moon is at when I write the newsletter. And so this last Saturday, I wrote the newsletter about putting on your CEO hat because I knew we were going to be in that Capricorn energy. And so I will often look at where the moon is and then take the essence of that energy and write my newsletter.
That is so
cool. Yeah, I love it. It's so fun.
Are always so nice to read.
Thank you. Yeah. So I always take those into consideration. And then, yeah, I really like planning my business to like the understanding of where the different signs are in my chart and what houses those signs are in. And so I do like a yearly business planning, just like write out a business plan for the year of when I might communicate about my offers, when I might invite people in, like when are the best times for me to take a break. So I like looking at those things as well. So I really appreciate this conversation that we're having. You mentioned earlier that there's some good books out there. Is there one or two that you could throw out for the listeners to potentially look at?
Yeah, so there's one that I recommend for beginners. It's called The Astrology of Everything. And it's just this huge resource book. And it's going to blow you away. You're going to like read that and you're going to be blown away by how accurate it is. Like it's really accurate. It's really awesome. I think it gives a lot of information. It's like it's kind of like an encyclopedia for astrology. And I highly suggest that for beginners.
Great. And then is there a particular book that you really like besides that one?
Yes. So the one I really like is called Past Life Astrology. I forgot who it's by. Let me see.
We'll throw it in the show notes if you can't remember.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And are there any other resources that you think would be helpful for people? So I heard YouTube as a really great resource for folks, but wondering if there's anything else that comes to mind.
Honestly, I think that just like looking at the work of the astrologers who have been in the field for a long time. For example, there's one astrologer I love. His name is Austin Kopic. Pronouncing that right, but he is really great. He often talks about traditional astrology, which is like the traditional Hellenistic astrology, like the Babylonian, like the Greco-Babylonian one. And so, yeah, it gets really like, you know, the history of it is really interesting. There's this podcast. Yes. The podcast is called The Astrology Podcast by Chris Brennan. I think that one is also a great resource for beginners. And if you learn so much, like you learn the more deep stuff too, like zodiacal, releasing. And so this one is based on traditional astrology. The difference between modern astrology and traditional astrology is that traditional astrology doesn't see the outer planets as having significant impact on you, like Pluto, Neptune, Uranus. I do like to look at both modern and traditional. But yeah, that podcast is awesome. The astrology
podcast. What is your podcast?
Oh, mine is called Mindful Musings. Mindful Musings. And yeah, I'm trying to post more on it, but I talk about things like spirituality, healing, self-love, relationships.
Great. Well, we can throw that into the show notes too. And then how would someone get in contact with you?
So you can email me or visit my website. My website is angeliluce.com. You can also email me at hello@angeliluce.com. I also have an Instagram, AngeliXLuce, and a Twitter, which is the same at.
Wonderful. Well, I'm super excited for you and how you're bringing all of these things together. What are you intending for your legacy to be in terms of the work that you want to put out into the world?
Wow. Yeah, that's a big question. My legacy, when I die, like, oh my God, what will be left behind?
Well, maybe your legacy while you're living. Your legacy while you're living, yeah. What would you want it to be?
For me, I think legacy is about what you leave behind when you die. So mm-hmm. I have thought about this, you know, mm-hmm. I have thought about this. I have my moon conjunct Pluto in the eighth house. So I do tend to like have those darker scorpionic kind of energy sometimes. And so I have thought about like, oh, what do I want to leave behind when I die? And for me, I would like to write books and mm-hmm. I would like to really just know that I have created positive change in the world and I have helped people to heal themselves, to get past their own blockages, especially mental blockages. And I would like to keep on like growing my podcast and I want to like start posting on YouTube again. And so like I wasn't able to do that for a long time because I have a Taurus rising. So I feel like I need like the space, you know, earth mm-hmm. energy specifically, we really need like the proper environment in order to like really thrive. And so like my last home, I got mold poisoning. I had like brain fog. It was a severe mold problem, but I'm finally in like a better space where I feel like I can actually thrive now. And like, I feel safe in my environment. So okay. I feel like I just really want to help people. I'm really passionate about helping people. And yeah, I would love to write books. I would love to, yeah, just keep doing this work mm-hmm. and seeing where it takes me.
I know. Well, you've got such a bright future ahead of you. And it's just really neat to see how you're bringing the therapy in and the astrology and the coaching. And, you know, I'm here to continue to support and lift you up and really grateful for our connection.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You are such a sweet soul. I really see that Pisces midheaven.
You're never going to forget that now. All right, my dear. Thank you so much for being here. If anybody feels called to reach out to Anjali and do a birth chart reading or just connect with her and talk further about these interesting topics, please check out the show notes and do so. Thank you. If there's only one thing to take away from today's episode, it is that learning how to read birth charts or know more about your own birth chart can be a helpful tool when coaching other people. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And remember that you can be purposeful and prosperous when sharing a loving legacy with the world. Many blessings to you.